Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It is Austin Price, MallQuest.com, Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.
Gets you can me amped.
Follow Austin on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I don't know about you, but I feel like my segments are just got a little more energy now.
Music. No doubt about it. Does Tennessee have a little bit more energy after the guys they hosted this weekend on official visits?
You know, I think they do. I feel like they, you know, made major headway with a guy like Henry To'oto. You know, he came out of it really just very pleased with everything he heard from Jeremy Pruitt. He got to sit down with the staff, watch film. They watched how, you know, Alabama used Reuben Foster. They watched how Alabama used Mac Wilson. They compared.
No Tennessee players on that cut-up, I take it, from this past year.
Correct.
It's really funny.
It tells you where they were at the linebacker position, Chad.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, but I mean, like, Jeremy Pruitt and them, they're selling, you know, what a coach can do. So they're comparing Mac Wilson under Jeremy Pruitt to Mac Wilson not under Jeremy Pruitt. And, you know, just kind of, you know, preaching, you know, hey, you can go and play at a program, it's got good players, and you'll do just fine, but to reach your full potential, you know, you need to play under really good football coaches. And I think that kind of resonated with him. And Tennessee also has done a really good job of, you know, putting in his ear that, you know, Tosh Lupoi, Alabama's defensive coordinator, you know, very likely won't be at Alabama during his stint, with, you know, of college. And, you know, Tosh Lupoi may not be at Alabama next year. You know, he continues to get rumored about both for college and NFL openings. And so I think, you know, Henry's taking that to heart. And, you know, as of right now, I would say Tennessee's the team to beat. Now, a long way to go. There's 3 weeks to go. A lot can change. But Tennessee definitely got some momentum off of this weekend.
What's the latest on Juwan Jennings? Do you expect him to come back for his final season in Knoxville or enter the draft?
Well, as of right now, you know, he's not announced that he's going to the NFL. So I think that, you know, that's a positive sign for Tennessee. Today's the drop ad deadline for classes. Today's also the NFL draft deadline. So everything kind of comes to a head later today. But the fact that he's not put anything out saying he's leaving, to me, is a good sign for Tennessee at this point.
The coaching staff right now, do you expect movement, or do you think that they're set with the guys they have on the staff at this moment?
You know, I do expect movement. You know, we'll see. I think, you know, potentially it could be on either side of the football. I mean, you know, there are schools out there that are chasing some of Tennessee's assistants. That's not a bad thing. You know, it means that you've hired the right kind of guys if somebody's trying to, you know, hire them away from you. And so, you know, in my mind, you know, Tennessee is, you know, we're going to have some movement, you know, whether it be in the next, you know, 48 hours or sometime in the next couple of weeks. And that's where all that talk with T. Martin kind of comes from, is like, you know, you have conversations with T. Martin. Well, I don't think you're having conversations unless you expect there to be some type of movement. So as of now, yeah, I still expect some type of movement on Tennessee staff.
Let's just say it's Chris Winkie. Let's say that he goes to Maryland. Is Jay Graham a possibility? Everyone's talking about one former Vol and T. Martin. Could Tennessee possibly lure Jay Graham away from Texas A&M?
Well, you know, Chad, I think, you know, anytime there's an opening, you know, if there's a linebacker opening, I think you would see some Tennessee fans clamor for Dale Jones to come home. You know, and I think the same thing happens with T. Martin. It happens with Jay Graham. Jay's at Texas A&M. You know, he's, you know, the one thing I do know is he's worked with Jim Chaney before, 2012, and he has worked with Jeremy Pruitt before in 2013 at Florida State when they won a national title together. He's worked with Charles Kelly before. So there is some familiarity there between Jay and you know, some members of Jeremy Pruitt's staff and including Jeremy Pruitt. So I just think there's a natural tie anytime that kind of thing happens. But right now, you know, Jay's coaching at Texas A&M and I believe he's out on the road recruiting for Texas A&M, as most coaches are.
Is the seat getting hot for Holly Warlick at all after they just lost their third straight game for the first time since 1986? Or did that contract extension before the season make it clear that Philip Fulmer's not doing anything with that position until maybe next year?
I mean, I don't know if the contract extension gives that a kind of, you know, because I could be wrong, but I believe the buyout remained, you know, the buyout was not extended, just the contract was extended, if I do believe that to be correct. I think that there's going to be some pressure on Philip to make a change if this season continues to unravel the way it has the last three games. Now, let's put the caveat of, you know, as far as, you know, early season predictions, the three teams they lost to were predicted to finish in the top five of the conference. So it's not like they're losing to teams that were down near the bottom. But when you really just kind of put in perspective that, you know, you've not lost at a three-game losing streak in 33 years, and her last 52 league games, she's 30-22. Pat Summitt, in her last 16 seasons, did not lose 22 league games. I mean, I get it. You can't compare Pat to Holly, okay? But fairly, it doesn't matter. That's what people are going to do. They're going to compare to what they used to be. And so, you know, I do think the seat's warm on Holly. I think she expects more out of this program than what, you know, the program's been, you know, given the last couple of years. So I think the next month and a half is big for her if she's going to remain as the head coach of the Lady Vols. Because if it continues to unravel, I think Philip will be forced to come to some kind of decision on the future of that program. Or, you know, you basically come to admit that, you know, it doesn't matter. And I know that not to be the case. The Lady Vol program matters. It matters to, you know, this university and to Philip Fulmer a great deal because of the legacy that Pat led. So, you know, biggest kind of the message I continue to get from campus, let the season play out. Let's see what happens. I mean, what Tennessee, and nobody's predicting them to win a state title or a national title, Chad, but Tennessee once won a national title with 10 losses. So just see what happens. See if they can make a run in March. And if they don't, then, you know, the cards will be on the table.
Austin Price with the VolQuest Report from VolQuest.com. Thank you, Austin. We'll catch up later this week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.